We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Menachem and Chaim Yaakov ben Berachos Eliyahu wearing Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ve'ein osim tachshitim la'avodah zarah. A person is not permitted to make jewelry for Avodah Zarah. Mishnah gives examples. Kutla'os, which are chains, necklaces. Unizanim, which are nose rings. Vitabos, and rings for the hand. Rabbi Lezer Omer, b'sachar mutar. Rabbi Lezer says, if the Yisrael is going to be paid for this work, so then he can make these tachshitim v'avodah zarah. Some do not have this girsa at all, because it doesn't make sense, really, that there should be any tana who would allow you l'chatchilu to make tachshitim, to make jewelry v'avodah zarah, even if you are paid. Then the Mishnah says, ein mochin lohem b'mechub l'karka. A person is not permitted to sell to non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael anything that's attached to the ground. Let's say if you have trees attached to the ground, you have wheat attached that hasn't been harvested yet. So what's the problem with that? So anything that's mechubel karka, that's attached to the ground, has the status of karka. So what's the problem with selling them land in Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is, the pasuk says in Devarim Perek Zayin, v'lo sichonim. Lo sichonim, one of the explanations of that pasuk is, lo titein lahem chaniya bekarka. We're not permitted to give to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to non-Jews. So therefore, not only are you not permitted to sell them a piece of land, but we can't even sell them things that are mechuba l'karka, ilanos, tvua, etc. Avol mocher hu mi sheyikatzeit, says the Mishnah, though, Yisrael can sell wheat or trees to a non-Jew as long as mi sheyikatzeit, meaning after it's already been cut, after the trees have been cut, the produce or the wheat has been cut, etc. So selling something that's talush, that's detached from the ground, there's no problem of chaniya lekarka. There's no problem of lo sechanim. Rabbi Domer, mocher hu lo almenas lakotz. Rabbi Yehuda says you're permitted to sell them mechuba lekarka, even though it's still attached to the ground, with a tanai, with the stipulation that the non-Jew is who's buying it is going to cut it out of the ground. Now, some say that this is not a machlokes. Not that the Tanna Kamma says you're allowed to sell the non-Jew detached produce, wheat, etc. Everybody just says, no, it can even be detached, but as long as it can even be attached, as long as there's a stipulation that the non-Jew is going to detach it, then it's okay, even though it's still attached. And some say there's no machlokes. Well, that's exactly what the Tanna Kamma said. I don't need the Tanna Kamma to teach me that if you have produce that's completely detached from the ground, I have wheat detached from the ground, it's already been harvested, I can sell it to a non-Jew. The chiddush of the Mishnah is I can sell it even though it's still attached to the ground, because there's a stipulation in the sale that the non-Jew is going to detach it from the ground. Then the Mishnah says, ein maskirin lohem batim be'eretz Yisrael. We're not permitted to even rent houses to non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael. This is a gzera. Since selling them a house would be a violation of losechonim, we're not even permitted to rent them a house. And it goes without saying that we can't rent them sados, fields, because of a losechonim problem. Why is that a kavachomer? If you can't rent them houses, kavachomer, you can't rent them fields, because fields is not only an issue of a gezeira that you may sell them the fields, but there's another problem, and that is that if a person, when it comes to a field, there is an additional problem if you sell it to them, of not only lo sechanim, but it's going to now release, uproot that piece of land from the chiyuv trumos u'masros, that we don't want to do either. So therefore, if you can't rent them houses because you're afraid you may, as a gezeira that you may sell them houses, is, where there's an issue of lo sechanim, we certainly can't rent them fields because not only is there a problem of lo sechanim if you would end up selling to them, but it would also be mafkia the area from trumos of a chiyuv of trumos and mashos, which of course we don't want to do. Then the Mishnah continues, uvisuria. Suria has a semi-status of Eretz Yisrael. That was the land that David HaMelech captured. Its kedusha does not, it has a certain amount of kedusha, but not the same as Eretz Yisrael, which we've discussed in Seder Zeroyim. So in Surya, then it's a notch more lenient. Maskir lahem batim avalos sados. Renting houses to them is okay. So even if we would sell it to them, it wouldn't be an Isra of Lo Sechanim because it's only Surya. But Sados, since there's the uprooting of the of Trumos and Masos, and Surya does have some degree of obligation of Trumos and Masos, so therefore we can't even rent them the Sados. Uvechutz La'aretz, Mochi Lahem Batim Maskirin Sados. In Chutz La'aretz, we can sell them houses, and we can rent them Sados. So in Eretz, you see, in Chutz La'aretz, you can't even sell them fields as a gezerah that you end up selling them a field in Eretz Yisrael. Divir Rabbi Meir. This is all the words of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Beretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi is more lenient, as you will see. Beretz Yisrael, Maskir Lahem Batim, Avalos Sados. In Eretz Yisrael, so this is a notch more lenient. Rabbi Yossi says that in Eretz Yisrael, we can rent them houses without our problem. We're not afraid of Exer, you may end up selling it to them. Avalos Sados. But fields, where there's the Hafka from Trumos and Masros, so we don't rent them fields in Sados, and in Surya we can sell them houses according to Rabbi Yossi. We don't have to worry about selling more because the kibush yachid of David HaMelech is not considered a kibush that doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Umaskirin Sados. So why can't we sell them fields? So we're allowed to rent them fields, not sell. I thought if there's no chiyuv, if there's no kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so there's no problem of Lo Sechanim, there's no problem of Trumos Masos. Nonetheless, since Surya is next to Eretz Yisrael, they made it a gzera not to sell them fields, just like we can sell them in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we can only rent them Sados. And remember, Sados, since it has the dual problem of both, if it would be Eretz Yisrael, would be both Lo Sechanim and a Hafka, a release from Trumos and Masos, therefore we're more strict. And in Surya, according to Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Meir, that in Surya, Rabbi Meir says that in Surya, we're not permitted to even rent them Sados. Rabbi Yossi says, you can rent them Sados, you just can't rent them Sados in Surya. Uvechutz la'aretz, mochin elu va'elu. And in Chutz La'aretz, though, this is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, who said in Chutz La'aretz, we sell them houses and we only rent them fields. Once again, Rabbi Yossi is a notch more lenient. In Chutz La'aretz, we can sell both. We can even sell fields. And we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. There is an exception, the Gemara says, as long as you don't make it into a shchuna, into a neighborhood, which means you cannot rent a house in Eretz Yisrael to three non-Jews together, because then it becomes a shchuna shel goyim, which we want to avoid. Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Af b'makom she'amu lahaskir, even in case where the Chachamim allow us to rent a house to a non-Jew. Let's say, according to Rabbi Meir, only in Surya. And according to Rabbi Yossi, renting a house in Eretz Yisrael is allowed. Even where we allow that, lo lebeis dira amru. That was, we never allow that for beis dira for living purposes. Even when we permit it, it's only to be used as a machsan, an oats, or some storage area to put wood, to store wood, or tevin, or straw, etc. But as a beis dira for him to live there, living quarters, no. The b'nei shu machnis l'soch avodah zarah, because the non-Jew brings avodah zarah into his home. And there's an avera, shenamar, based on the pasuk, lo sovi toeva el beisecha, the Mishnah quotes the pasuk. Now Yushalmi says that Yushalmi says rather that when it comes to selling, this Mishnah says, af b'makom she'amu lahaskir, if we're speaking about renting in Eretz Yisrael, not for a beis dira. Yushalmi says that's only renting, but for mechira purposes, where we allow you to sell. Where do we allow you to sell? That's in Chutz La'aretz. Then you can sell to a non-Jew even for a beis dira. Meaning, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael or Surya, so then we said there are cases where we would allow you to rent. We don't allow you to sell in Surya. So, but in Chutz La'aretz, there's cases where we say you can even sell. So when Yerushalmi says, in cases where we allow you to sell a bias to a non-Jew, which means in Chutz La'aretz, then you can sell it to a non-Jew even as a base dira, even as living quarters, and you can rent it to him in Chutz La'aretz for a base dira. It's not a problem at all. Why is that so? After all, if there's an issue of a non-Jew bringing Avodah Zarah into the house, and the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, Lo Sovi Toev El Besecha, so shouldn't this be an issue? A violation of the pasuk shouldn't matter whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara explains, because that pasuk is only an asmachta. That pasuk is really speaking about a Jew who's bringing Avodah Zarah into his house. That's what the pasuk says. Lo sovi toev el basecha. This is, it's our Torah. It's telling us you can't bring this abomination into your house. So the fact that this pasuk is saying you shouldn't be the cause of a non-Jew bringing Avodah Zarah into his house, this is not what the pasuk means. It's only an asmachta. It's not really it's simple shot of the pasuk. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, where we have an obligation to uproot Avodah Zarah, the Chachamim say you should not rent the house, even where we allow you to rent it. It should not be for a base dira. It should not be for living quarters, just for a machzan at storage, etc. And same thing with Surya, because it's close to Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, where we have no obligation to uproot the Avodah Zarah from Chutz La'aretz, therefore we can rent it even as a base dira, even for living quarters, and it's not a problem. Then the Mishnah says, "V'chol makom lo yaskir lo es ha-merchatz meishini kreis al shumo." Anywhere, Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, even Chutz La'aretz, you're not permitted to, a Jew cannot rent his bathhouse to a non-Jew. Why? Because the bathhouse is called by the Yisrael. It has the name of the Yisrael. What's the problem with that? This is not Avodah Zarah. This is the issue of warming up water on Shabbos. The non-Jew who rents it now is going to warm up water on Shabbos, and people will say, oh, look at that. They're in the merchatz, in the bathhouse of the Jew, the owner who is the Jew, the mechal Shabbos. So therefore, renting a merchatz to a non-Jew is not permitted, even in Chutz La'aretz, because it's still called by the Jews. What about selling? So selling a bathhouse is okay, because after it's sold, the merchatz is not called the Jews' merchatz anymore. No one's going to say that a Jew is having water warmed up in his merchatz on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what about the field? So we came to the field, should we not be afraid that the non-Jew who's renting the field, let's say even in Chutz La'aretz where we allow it, is doing malacha on Shabbos? The answer is we don't have to worry about that. Because when it comes to fields, people typically give their field to a sharecropper. And so what are people going to do? They're going to say, okay, the guy is an Oris, is a sharecropper. He's doing his own work on his own. Nothing to do with the Jew. Fact that the field happens to belong to a Jew. No, the guy is working for himself. But when it comes to a merchatz, where people don't give it to someone as an arisus in such a way, so therefore we have to be concerned. People will say it belongs to the Jew. But later on in history, where in fact the merchatz was given by arisus, so then and merchatz has the same halacha as a sadeh, and therefore you're allowed to rent a merchatz to a non-Jew, even though he may be doing malach on Shabbos. Everyone knows that the guy is the aris, is working for himself, and he's not working for the Jew, and therefore there's no problem of marasayin.